Arkansas legislators are considering a bill to establish a special commission to approve public enrollment charter schools around the state, removing the task from the Arkansas Board of Education. Advocates hope the measure will expand the number of charter schools in Arkansas. Opponents say leave well enough alone. The measure has stalled while state leaders look for a compromise. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Charter schools are publicly funded, independently operated experimental schools. Some are focused on the arts, some on technology, and others are strictly college preparatory academies. The Arkansas Public Charter School Act was passed by the General Assembly in 1999. We currently have 19 open enrollment public charter schools, some operated by national charter companies. Other schools are independent charters. Enrollment in charter schools is open to any student across districts and is based on a blind lottery. Out of 50 million American K-12 students, more than 2 million students now attend a charter school. We also have 14 conversion charter schools in Arkansas, which serve students within specific districts. Now, charters are accountable to the Arkansas Board of Education for academic results and fiscal practices. The board also has sole oversight and authorizing power for new charter schools. Arkansas charter contracts must be renewed every 5 years. But some say the current charter authorization process is congested, blocking charter school expansion in the state. On January 17th, Republican State Representative Mark Viviano, District 46, Searcy, filed a bill to create the State Public Charter School Commission. The 5-member Charter School Commission would review all new charter school applications for potential authorization and monitor existing ones.
I believe that if we set up an independent commission that's appointed by the governor and the Speaker of the House and pro tem and a very nonpartisan way, we can establish this independent authorizer like many states are doing. And their total focus will be to look at the authorization evaluation of these charter school applications. That would be their only focus of this commission.
The State Education Department does have its hands full with oversight of the state's 239 conventional public school districts. And Representative Viviano believes creating a separate charter authorizing commission will free up the school board to focus on other education matters. He filed his bill January 17th. It was referred to the House Education Committee, where it stalled.
We are working on some amendments to the bill on the makeup of the commission. And there's also some discussion and negotiation with the governor's office on maybe a different version of the bill.
Matt DeCampos, communications director for Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe.
Well, the governor's concern is that he doesn't feel that we need another bureaucracy to oversee charter schools. The Board of Education does a good job of that right now. The governor met with Jim Walton, who, of course, has been one of the big proponents of charter schools, and they agreed on a couple of things. The first thing they agreed on was, in fact, that we did not need another board, another bureaucracy to oversee charter schools, but also that charter schools, the interest level in charter schools has gotten high enough to where it is taking up a disproportionately large amount of the Board of Education's time. So there's a new idea being worked on, and the governor has Education Commissioner Kimbrell working on this, is the idea of having the initial review of charter schools done by the Department of Education itself rather than the board, actually having the staff of the department make those decisions and determinations. And then the board is still there essentially as an appellate body. If either side has any concerns about a granting or the denial of a charter, they can then appeal that to the Board of Education. And that's the idea that is gaining some momentum and being looked at now.
Several charter school superintendents queried for reaction to creation of a new charter authorizing commission, declined talking on the record. But Greg Richmond, president and CEO of the National Association of Charter School Authorizers, has been documenting the trend nationwide.
We are a nonprofit membership organization of the agencies that oversee charter schools.
The mission of the National Association of Charter School Authorizers is to expand quality charter schools through responsible oversight in the public interest. NACSA, for short, is based in Chicago and is funded in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the Walton Family Foundation. In 2011, NACSA raised $5 million, awarding numerous grants to authorizers to improve their practice and advance the overall charter school environment. And according to NACSA's online interactive map of 38 states which authorize public charter schools, each varies. Texas has 517 charter schools with 15 authorizers. California has nearly 1,000 charter schools and more than 300 authorizers. New York has 180 with 4 authorizers. But Arkansas is among 5 states with just 1 authorizing entity.
What it means to authorize a charter school is to make a decision up front about who should be approved to open a new charter school. And then after a school opens, an authorizer monitors the performance of that school, and then ultimately, usually 5 years later, decides whether a school's performance is good enough to stay open or not. So authorizers are engaged in those functions, and in different states, different types of entities do this, sometimes a school district, sometimes a state education department, some states have universities in this role. Some states have boards that only do charter schools in this role of authorizing. So it's done by different entities in different states.
And Greg Richmond said that no one type of authorizing institution is most effective.
But the thing that's most important is that whoever is doing the work actually wants to do the work and has the capacity, the staff, to do it. And if those two factors are present, then they're more likely to do a good job.
Greg Richmond says that authorizers with statewide oversight tend to do a better job than, say, a university authorizer who oversees just a few charter schools in one district.
Universities, I think, can be, and a number of them are, very good authorizers, but it's no guarantee. So in Michigan, for example, universities like Central Michigan University, you know, is an authorizer, does a very good job. In Missouri, universities are authorizers and historically have not done a good job. You know, and it really gets back to, is the institution actually interested in doing the work and committed to doing it well?
But while state departments of education may have the expertise, they may not make good charter school authorizers, Richmond said.
But it's kind of against their DNA about what they're set up to do, because the job of a state education department in general is to have a set of regulations that apply to public schools and then to enforce them across the state. That's what they do. And then when you ask that type of entity to oversee charter schools, which are supposed to have some freedom from those regulations, a lot of those state education departments have trouble with that. They tend to try to want to enforce the same regulations just across the board.
That's why 10 states, Richmond said, have created special boards that just do charter school oversight, what Arkansas State Senator Viviano initially sought.
So that's an idea that is gaining some traction lately around the country, because it seems to have some elements to it that would lead to quality in the long run, and that's why more states are taking a look at it.
The Arkansas Department of Education, however, has a designated and seasoned charter school program director and program advisor on staff who could potentially serve as authorizers for charter schools in Arkansas, but no one will say for sure pending an amended or even new draft legislation due in the coming weeks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.